My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood, that kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
We call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings,
not his fault.
With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that.
Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Alright, welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Periscope.
And don't forget WSURmusic.com. Right. Make sure y'all are checking that out.
Thank you for that friendly reminder.
Absolutely.
So,
and actually, before I forget, real quick, we had gotten some news. I want to shout out to the T-Mobile store in Knoxville, Tennessee. They supposedly have us going on Periscope in the store.
Oh, that's cool. Snap.
Yeah, so when people walk into the T-Mobile store, they seeing us and they hearing us.
Okay, Knoxville.
You know, shout out to Knoxville.
Hey, tell us what you think about your volunteers right now.
I don't want to know what they think about their volunteers right now.
If you want us to, we can pack up and plan to do a show from your shop.
From your shop.
On one weekend, man. Y'all can come in, y'all can comment, you can ask questions. We'd love to come on location.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't nothing but like a 3-hour drive.
Right? You know? We get there, get back.
Y'all got time, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, y'all got free time to do it, right?
I can put in some PTO somewhere. It'll be the beginning of the year. We'll let the college basketball season get the going, and we can get up there to Knoxville.
Yeah.
Yeah, but chat with us today. Ask us any questions. Let us know who your NFL MVP first half of the season is, what you think of the Panthers, whatever else. You know,
absolutely.
And so, the Titans firing of Ken Whisenhunt. We would love to get some Tennessean folks' opinion.
That's right.
About that.
What's up, Ball 879? How you doing, man? Make sure you stay in tune with us. We're about to get this show going.
Where are you going, man?
Well, I'm just saying, getting into
it. Of course, you know, that is easy. As you can tell, he's real easy today. And then Big Shot is, you know, the good looking guy.
With how you doing?
And of course, I'm Rocky. So, you know. Don't ask me why you call me Rocky.
Because you're hitting rock bottom with that Dallas jersey on and that Dodgers hat on. I mean, I'd be hitting rock bottom, too.
As many losses in the row the Cowboys have, they are still right there.
Oh, so he gonna put the booty 7-0
Is that better? Does that work better? Is that better?
Your bill in the front is kind of...
Yeah, you kind of...
Yeah, you, can, you got a flap there.
What is you doing?
Man. Ain't got nobody to help me out.
Guess you got to be smarter than the boonie.
Yeah. And if you want that rain hat, it's available on NFLshop.com. Just type in Carolina Panthers and get you a rain hat.
That's what's up, Mr. Ryan Gwill. He said, I agree with the dude with the headphones. That's funny. We all have headphones. Way to go.
What?
I don't know. One of the guys commented, said, I agree with the guy with the headphones.
We appreciate it.
Pretty funny.
That's right.
Good job.
Well, let's go around the world.
And all around the world.
All right. Well, first, you know, we'll speak through this kind of. Week 8 in the NFL is in the books. The Panthers stay unbeaten with a dramatic 29-26
overtime.
Keep
pounding!
Yes. Shut up.
Y'all don't hear it every week.
I hear you. You should be happy. I mean, your team's undefeated. Next day, Colts fire OC Pep Hamilton and replace him with Rob Chudnitsky.
That was a BS move. Pep Hamilton deserved better than that.
They should fire Chuck Pagano.
That's next.
Pagano and Chudzinski are just ace boon coons, and Pagano was never really high on Pep Hamilton anyway. So, you know, they had to have somebody be the scapegoat.
How could you not be high on the guy? He was an OC for Stanford.
Yeah.
And last year, didn't Andrew Luck throw 40 touchdown passes?
Yeah, he had a great season.
Yeah, they fired the wrong guy.
Oh, no, they're getting ready to fire the right guy. Don't worry.
Yeah, that was some BS, man.
Pagano will be gone after this week because they got Denver coming to town.
They're going
to
make it through the end of the season. But,
you think so?
At the end of the season, I think Pagano is gone.
That's a good possibility.
And the GM is probably gone, too, because he's terrible.
Well, we do have some other GM news. You know what? Let's skip. The Chiefs destroyed the Detroit Lions 45-10 in London. Dude, you're talking about a beating. It was a beating. But today, the Lions fired GM Martin Mayhew and the president.
firing everybody in Detroit.
Man. Yeah, I mean, they replaced it, but Jim Bob Cooter's still there.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Him and Jim Caldwell going to get their pink slips on the same day. We're going to get rid of the Jims together.
That guy was the vocal point of the show last week. Mr. Cooter.
Oh, we still talking about Jim Bob Cooter over in London. Then the Cowboys lose to the Seahawks 13-12. 2 days later, Joseph Randle is released by the Cowboys.
Well, he's definitely going to have to go steal some Gucci now because he ain't got no money to offer him any.
We all know why he was released, okay? It wasn't because of off-the-field issues. It's because he wasn't producing on the field.
He was a crybaby. He had one great week against Atlanta now.
I've always had a problem with running backs getting 13-14 carries a game.
Yeah.
They need to be more involved. Your number one back should be getting 20 carries at least or touching it 20-25 times a game.
They got to establish some kind of rhythm.
Well, and they have now with McFadden. But Randle, you know, when he learned that he lost his starting job, he pouted and went home.
That's why he got released.
Well, it was because come on, dude. It was nothing off the field. It was on-field issues. Jerry Jones ain't released Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy's producing.
He's getting a sack a game.
Right. Joseph Randle ain't doing squat. He's doing squat douche.
Mm-hmm. Squat douche.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's what happened in Big D. The Pats stay unbeaten after trouncing the Dolphins 36-7.
That was so ugly, man.
Like I've said, don't tell me that they're going to beat the Patriots until I see it. Because we're fooled every single season.
I knew they weren't going to win, but I thought they would be more competitive than 36-7. But Tannehill looked like good old Ryan Tannehill again. Interception, interception, interception. Like, boy, you are trash. Damn, why they pick him up, man. And gave him $96 million. He needs to be on the same line with Colin Kaepernick.
It's hard to be effective when you're getting sacked every other play.
Get the ball out your hands. Stop holding the football.
Draw other plays. Wait a minute. They've been running the ball like crazy the last 2 weeks. They couldn't run the ball at all.
Nobody's really had a lot of effectiveness running the ball against Patriots.
No,
this
that's
year.
True. But
D'Angelo Williams rushed for 120 yards week one.
That's
that
very
was
true.
Week one.
Yeah, but still, you know, you got to put some. You got to put blame on Ryan Tannehill. I'm sorry, dude.
I'm not saying
Tannehill
you don't.
Was horrible.
I'm not saying you don't.
He made some horrible throws. It was like watching Andrew Luck first year.
A deer in headlights when he was under the big spotlight of the Thursday night game.
But anyway, you know, moving on from the Pats, they're still unbeaten. The Saints beat the Giants in a shootout, 52-49, as Drew Brees threw 7 TDs, Eli threw 6. Dude,
I had Eli Manning crazy. On my freaking bench.
Did you really?
In both of my, in two of my fantasy leagues.
I had Drew Brees on mine.
So but I had right. Phillip Rivers going in. Started. And Phillip Rivers had an awesome game, 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. It just wasn't 6 touchdowns.
Drew Brees put up 56 points for me, and I still lost.
How did you lose?
Because nobody else put up anything.
Yeah, I'm just saying New Orleans is on a 3-game win streak. And they play Tennessee this week, so that Watch should out, be a 4-game win streak.
Well, New Orleans looking, their offense is looking better.
Well, I'm telling you, Benjamin Watson. I mean, the last 2 weeks, man, he's been producing. And, you know, as long as he keeps going, I think they will.
I think this NFC South is going to get very, very interesting towards the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, the Falcons still have to play the Panthers twice. It's not given that they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers already beat the Saints once, but they got another game in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know how those games in
and
New Orleans
Panthers,
are.
Panthers' schedule is getting tougher. So, the New Orleans schedule is getting easy. So, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a pretty interesting end.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like
New Orleans still have to play Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
But
that's going to be a tough game.
But we know Seattle's not the same team.
And they got to play at Atlanta. They still got us another time. They got to go to Tampa, which they lost at home to Tampa earlier this year.
Man.
And their defense, they got to do something about their defense. Yeah, they won, but they allowed 49 points.
No, their defense, I'll tell you what's wrong with their defense. Rob Ryan was horrible in Dallas. He's horrible there. But, you know, what a shootout, though. Then the Texans beat the Titans the next day. Ken Wisenhunt gets fired.
Big surprise there.
What was his record? 3-22?
3-20 in a year and a half.
In a year and a half.
3-20. You deserve to
Look
get fired.
Look at the team he had.
No.
It was going.
No.
First of all, you know what it was? You know why he got fired? They knew they made a mistake when they hired the guy.
Yes. Okay? They should not have hired him.
They shouldn't have hired him anyway. I will say that first. They shouldn't have hired him anyway.
Because Arizona just let him go.
Right. But saying that, the dude deserved the right to the end of the season. You talk about Steve Spurrier should have stayed till the end of the season. They should have kept this guy.
There's a difference between quitting and being fired.
But supposedly the reason they fired this guy is because all the Titans owners and stuff is still in Houston. So they didn't. You know, you lose to the Houston Texans, that's a big problem.
And plus, they were concerned with Mariota that he left Mariota in the game too long after he took that shot to
his knee.
Ken Wisenhunt
is a terrific offensive coordinator, and he is arguably one of the best quarterback coaches in the NFL right now. But he is not a head coach.
No, he's
I'm sorry. I'm not saying this just because I'm a Titans fan. The Titans have a lot of talent on that team. That offensive line has 3 first-round draft picks on it. They gave up 7 sacks to Houston. That falls on the coach not preparing a team well enough.
Well, it falls on the offensive line coach, but yeah, it goes to the coach.
Who would you like to see with the Titans?
As far as a head coach?
Yeah.
Somebody go get Bill Parcells, please. Get him out of retirement.
Bill's
please.
Too old.
Yeah, he can come back.
I personally don't know.
I like Josh McDaniels in this spot. A young quarterback, a young receiving core. You see what he's doing in New England right now.
You saw what he did in Denver.
Yeah, but the problem with Josh.
He had Tim Tebow.
But
you
the problem,
saw what he did in Denver.
The though. Problem with Josh McCown, though, is Josh McCown.
Much
he, or Yeah, Josh McCown. McDaniels runs the West Coast offense. Tennessee is a running team. Yeah. It's always been a running team. That's their identity. That's what they drafted for.
They got weapons.
So
I think he could mold Mariota.
Here's the problem, though. You shouldn't have let go of Munchak. Mike Munchak was a good coach. He was with the organization forever, and you fired him because he wouldn't change people on his staff. But then you bring in Wisenhunt. You know, an interesting rumor I heard, I know it's not going to happen. Somebody said Chip Kelly in Philly.
God,
and that's
no.
not going to happen, though. That, he's not going to leave
Chip
Philly.
Chip Kelly leaves Philly or gets fired, he's going back to college.
Yeah, no question. He won't go to Tennessee. I think personally, I agree with you. I think they need more a run-oriented coach, like a Mike Tomlin type of guy, because Mike Tomlin's, you know, but y'all don't have a running back. I'm sorry, dude. Y'all do not have a talented group of running backs.
Well, we'll see what Cobb does.
Cobb might be. But Sankey is now off of special teams.
Well, that's the other reason I think that they let go of Wisenhunt, too, is because they saw right from the get-go that he wasn't the right guy. When you passed up Jeremy Hill, an SEC running back, to go get Bishop Sankey from Washington, you know, there should have been signs there that, hey, this probably isn't the right pick for us. So, and that was his pick. That was Wisenhunt's pick, was Bishop Sankey.
Was it?
Yeah, right. So...
I mean, no, I know he had to go, man. It's just I hate somebody losing their job, but they need a lot of help right now in Tennessee. The ownership, it's to me, the owner from the owner to the GM all the way down needs to be on the same page, and nobody's on the same page.
Well, you can't fire the owner, so right. You can get rid of the GM, though.
Right.
Let's just be really bad the rest of this year. Let's be really bad next year and draft Leonard Fournette.
I know you're hoping that, man.
I am.
Then we got the Broncos stay unbeaten by beating the Packers, holding Aaron Rodgers to 77 yards passing, his lowest ever.
Zero second half points for the Packers. Zero. That defense is outstanding, man. If Denver has home field, man, they might go to the Super Bowl.
You know who I feel sorry for? The Panthers. Aaron Rodgers and that team. Oh. Is going to come in and just be pissed.
After that game Monday night, I was like, boy, you better watch out. Because I'm just saying, to me, though, the Packers offense is just missing something. And it's called Jordy Nelson. But he's going to come out and he's going to try to fire the ball all over the place.
They got an overweight running back who isn't showing signs like he had last year.
He's not healthy,
he
man.
He should be playing James Starks, man. James Starks has been producing.
But their biggest issue is their secondary.
Yeah.
All the Broncos did was run the end cut the entire night, and Peyton Manning was throwing it over the middle of the field time and time again, and Dom Capers looked like he had nobody that could stop that.
Well, good thing for the Packers. Panthers have one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL. But so.
Bad thing for the Packers, they have and Greg Olsen, who runs right down the middle of the field.
Well, nobody can catch. I mean, Ted Ginn,
you want
to drop another game-winning touchdown?
Jeez, that was bad.
That was so bad.
That was just like in the basket, and he dropped the ball, man. That was bad.
It was wet, man. It was raining out there, man.
That was bad.
What's the matter?
That was bad.
That I will tell you, the first half of that game was the ugliest game I've ever seen in my life.
It was so
nasty. No, it wasn't at the game. Trust me, I'm sitting there. I had to go get some sweatpants, buy some sweatpants and change because I was so soaked. But dude, it was so ugly. 10-6 at halftime. Nothing was going on. Then they put points in the third, fourth quarter. But Panthers survived. They did win, but they got lucky winning. Sometimes to be unbeaten, you got to be lucky.
They've been lucky every damn week.
I knew Andrew Luck was going to get hot, man, because, I mean, this guy led the greatest comeback in NFL playoff history a few seasons ago against the Chiefs.
Well, that's what he does.
That's what he does. He gets down, you take your foot off the gas, you think you got him, and then all of a sudden, here comes Andrew Luck, 300 yards in a quarter and a couple touchdowns. It's like, oh, this is the guy we've been expecting to see the whole game.
Now, I was happy to see Newton step up in overtime and hit some really good passes and play well in overtime. But this is where Newton still has to mature, and where he should have already been is when that defense started to let the Colts come back, he needed to go ground his defense. As a leader of the team, you need to go tell that defense, hey, all right, we need to get back on it. And as a quarterback, you need to go to your head coach and be like, look, this running the ball and trying to run the clock out against this team is a bad idea. We still need to keep our foot on the gas. And, you know, because I'm not going to put all that blame on Cam Newton. You know, unanswered points, I'm not putting all the blame on the quarterback.
Well, it was a couple bad penalties, too. Greg Olsen had a holding penalty when Cam Newton ran for a first down that ended up giving the Colts the ball back and they tied the game. And there was like four deflected passes that could have been intercepted that just happened to fall to the ground, and they finally got him in overtime. But that one by Luke Kuechly at the end of the fourth quarter
was in his hands.
And it just hit the ground.
In the end zone.
So the Colts were getting lucky time and time again with that.
They did, but the Panthers have to – they got the, that killer instinct where it put a team away.
They
got to
stop letting
and
teams
back. And not back in it. Yeah. I mean, because they should have blown out the Colts. It shouldn't have been close. And then Gano missed an extra point.
Which is why they went into overtime.
If he wouldn't have missed an extra point, they would have won the game.
Well, Norton mishandled the snap. And it slipped a little bit.
And that happens in the weather, you know. But they shouldn't have been close.
Because
Norman's punting in the second half was just ridiculously bad. It was the worst shit I've ever seen.
See, man. I only saw like the last 2 minutes of regulation.
He was averaging like 30 yards a punt, which was giving prime field position to the Colts, and they were eating it up.
Oh, that's bad.
Through 7 games, I do not understand. This week was a trade deadline. I don't understand why you don't try to make a deal. You don't have to go get Calvin Johnson. Go get somebody that can catch the ball.
Detroit was ready to move Calvin Johnson. The 49ers
I
would have
took
to
Dwayne
Bowe
for a week to see if Dwayne Bowe could catch.
There were so many. Now, granted, they were older receivers, but the problem is these are receivers that can help you win now. And the way that the Carolina's team is set up, they're ready to win now. You know, and I've said it all week. They're a few good pieces away from seriously being a Super Bowl contender, especially with how beat up the NFC is this year. So why you wouldn't give up a 2nd and 4th to get Calvin Johnson, I don't know.
The thing with the Calvin Johnson deal was his contract.
Yeah.
He has so much guaranteed money left on his contract that if Detroit didn't eat a big portion of it, there was no way we could have fit him under the salary
cap.
But
why not go get Antoine Bolden?
Anquan Boldin, you could get for a price.
He's not a game breaker.
But you don't need a game.
Have you seen him running up the field?
But you need a catcher.
He's sure-handed, man.
And he's sure-handed. You know one thing about Anquan Boldin. He can make big plays in big time. So, like in playoff games or something, you will have that go-to
and
guy.
You gotta
Ted Ginn's not that
but
guy.
Sometimes it's just best not to mess with the chemistry.
Sometimes that's true, but dude, Ted Ginn as the number one.
I would love them to go get a receiver. But
where's the chemistry at right now? I know they're 7-0, but where's the chemistry?
Ginn did have that drop, but 2 plays later, he had a huge catch over the middle that helped set up the game time field.
And that was a good catch. That was a good catch.
So I mean, most NFL wide receivers have a drop or two. There are certain receivers with just incredible hands that just don't drop anything.
That's true. But yeah, you know, it was a great
game. Even Dez Bryant's had drops.
They all have
drops. Their drops.
But they don't have big drops and big moments like that. I'm sorry. Yeah, Ted Ginn is not on the playing field with Dez Bryant.
And that was an easy catch. I could have caught
that. Ted Ginn is not on the playing field with other. He would on another team, he would be number 3. Maybe a 4. He wouldn't be a 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. You need to have somebody in playoff time. And you got Olsen, which is great, but you still need a number
one
receiver.
But with Bolden.
With Ginn's speed, if he had a little better hands that would consistently catch, he would be an all-pro wide receiver.
You better call Jerry Rice and find out how to use that stick-em.
If you can go get a receiver bottom bargain price, why not? Because the receivers you got right now is not making the plays. I mean, that's one area on the team that needs to be improved a lot.
Absolutely.
But anyway, going on from that, 49ers bench Colin Kaepernick for playing Gabbert.
The guy with the worst QBR in the history of the NFL, Blaine Gabbert.
Now, okay, I want to go over one thing with Carolina fans, and I shared it on my Facebook page, and Carolina fans got all upset, but stats are stats. I'm just saying. Colin Kaepernick, 6 touchdowns, 5 picks. Cam Newton, 11-8. Colin Kaepernick, 1,615 passing yards. Cam's got 1,523. Cam's got 286 rushing yards. Kaepernick's got 256. Completion percentage, 54% is Cam. 59% is Colin. 78.8 is quarterback rating. 78.1 is Cam.
Now, see, that puts what I've been telling Carolina fans all year into perspective. Cam Newton is not worth $100 million, and Cam Newton is not a very good quarterback. And I've been telling that to Carolina fans all year, and they just don't want to believe it. Without that defense being as rock solid for 3 quarters, almost every game the way they are, Carolina could easily be 3-4.
Now, I will tell you, I have to disagree with you because I think the stats don't really speak. Cam isn't the stat guy. He's never been. He never will be. The thing that he does, he wins games. You know, you say what you – you know, may not be pretty, but he wins.
His defense wins games.
No, he wins games. He won that game on Monday night.
No,
I'm sorry.
He didn't.
He made some great throws.
No, he didn't.
Made, are you kidding me?
285, two touchdowns.
If he didn't have drops like he had in that game, his stats would have been a lot better.
Part of the game. Okay.
But, you know, I'm just saying, he's not MVP. He's on the MVP of the team. But he shouldn't be MVP of the league.
No, he doesn't have the stats to back the
You
MVP.
Can't say that.
At the end of the day, MVP awards are given because of stats.
I don't
Wins even, and losses count, but you got to have those stats.
I don't even think he should be the MVP of the team. I think Greg Olsen should be the MVP of the team, personally.
Well, you got to give Cam credit, though, man. I mean, he's led the comebacks. It's not somebody else leading the comeback. And I know you're biased.
Comebacks? What comebacks? Last night was the first time they had been.
Seattle was a comeback. Dude, he's Seattle, made some man. Great throws. He's had a lot of drops, too.
Seattle, I don't
You're
even.
You're talking know. To a man that doesn't like Cam Newton, so you just got to let it be, man.
Yeah, I don't care for Cam Newton.
Take him over your quarterback.
Which one?
Both of them.
Mariota's practicing again this week, so maybe Tennessee might have a chance.
I just. Nope. Let's just go for the number one draft pick overall and just
I hear you.
Just complete just continue to get trounced.
All right. Also, week 9 college football is over. UNC beat number 23 Pittsburgh 26-19. Y'all said Carolina wouldn't win. Number 3 Clemson beat NC State 56-41. We don't
told
have
you
a defense.
NC State
hey, it was
down.
Close. We had a chance. Y'all said we didn't have a chance.
I know I did. I said, yeah, I ain't have a chance in hell.
We had a chance. Hey, we kept it close. We just
they'll,
ain't got
They'll get them back in basketball season.
Yeah, I hope so. then number 9, Notre Dame survives Temple 24-20. I told
Damn,
you there's
Temple.
No chance of Temple
was
winning
I thought
this game.
Temple was going to pull
Temple
that out, man.
Temple wasn't winning this game.
I feel bad
that
for
That game
Temple.
Was a lot closer than it should have been.
Oh, yeah.
No, Temple has a very solid team, man. They got a veteran-laced team. They At the end of the day, they didn't have the talent to compete with Notre Dame.
I agree. And then 22, Duke. Probably in the worst loss this year. Duke loses at home to Miami 30-27.
After they were cheated.
On an 8-play lateral, refs were suspended the next day by the ACC.
The hell out of here.
Okay, hold cheated. On a second. You, it doesn't matter. You allow an 8-play lateral. Every person at special teams should be taken off of special teams because they missed some horrible tackles. Now, I agree.
They
the
tackled
rest,
the one dude. His knees were down. And he still allowed the
no,
lateral.
The guy, they didn't have him on the ground. He got up, he kept going.
Let's also, you know, let's make sure this is understood because the ACC also acknowledged that the refs blew 3 calls on Duke's drive to take the lead, which allowed them to continue their drive to put them in the lead. So Duke was not cheated. Duke should have never scored that final touchdown to begin with. Okay, so let's get that straightened out.
First. It's all good. Wait till basketball season come around, Miami.
There's one rule in football I was always taught. Never let the refs determine the outcome of a game. Okay?
That's a rule in every sport.
But that's really in football. Okay, every sport, fine. But I didn't play a lot of other ones. I play football, right, smarty? But you have to stop that play. I'm sorry. It's a – come on, dude. I saw that. There's no way you make this play. But anyway, you know, like you said, well, you're getting them back in basketball. The first playoff rankings came out in the top 4. Number 1, Clemson. Number 2, LSU. Number 3, Ohio State. 4, Alabama. 5, Notre Dame. 6, Baylor. Thoughts? I think they got it right.
I do, too.
The Nick Saban bias, man. They love some Nick Saban. Who has Alabama beat?
Who have they lost to?
They lost to Ole Miss. Who's
yes,
been getting
who's
lit
top,
up.
Who's a top 20
Who
team.
They're out of the top 25 now.
Well, hold on. Again, let's look at the loss to Ole Miss. Ole Miss scores on his touchdown that just never will happen ever again, where the ball deflects off of one Ole Miss player, lands into the hands of the other Ole Miss player. Then a similar play happened in the fourth quarter, so they did not get trashed by Ole Miss. Ole Miss got very lucky in that game. I mean, very lucky. Okay? And I'm sorry, but when you that is certain benefits you have from playing in the SEC. You play the toughest schedule in college football. It doesn't matter which SEC team, You play one of the toughest
schedules. So you play in the SEC East, you play the toughest schedule in football.
You play one of the toughest schedules.
In the SEC
schedules.
East.
Yes.
Get out of here. Yes. That's the most garbage conference ever.
It's the most garbage part of that conference, but it's still better than the best part of almost every other conference.
Wait a minute, you said the East?
The East and the West.
No, the SEC in general.
The SEC East is a Division II.
No, I wouldn't say Division II.
You are crazy.
I will put the SEC East up against the Big 12, absolutely, because I think they will run shot over the Big 12. I think they would. The East would run over the Big 12. I think they probably would run over the ACC. I don't know about the Pac-12, maybe. And the Big Ten. I don't think they would run roughshod over the Big Ten. I think they would run up over Big 12 and ACC. I think those two conferences they would run roughshod.
Again, both SEC divisions play one of the toughest schedules in college football.
You didn't hear what I just said.
No,
I just said they will run roughshod over two conferences.
That is,
I don't think all of them like
that. That is why they get the benefit of the doubt. And that's just all there is to it.
This year, the SEC East is horrible. I mean, Georgia, South Carolina, all them guys.
This year.
Those cats are horrible. Florida is the best one in the East right now. And, yes, the SEC East.
LSU's in the East.
But we know this top four. We know this top four is going to change.
I think LSU's in the East. Alabama's in the West.
LSU is in the West. Alabama's in the West.
Yeah, they're all in the same.
The East is such garbage.
Florida
is the only respectable team out there. Georgia lost Nick Chubb. Mark Rick is the worst coach in America. One of them.
Damn.
Vanderbilt sucks. Tennessee, no offense to my Tennessee people out there watching the show. Y'all know y'all haven't been good in a while.
They're rebuilding.
Kentucky is terrible.
4-year rebuild.
Missouri, they've been winning the SEC East by default, but once they get in the SEC championship game, they get lit up.
I think they got it right. Would you change the rankings?
I would change 1 and 2.
Okay.
I think LSU should be 1.
Okay.
And they definitely, after this week, if they beat Alabama,
they'll be one.
There's no reason they shouldn't be
if
one.
If they can go into Tuscaloosa and win this week, they'll get the number one ranking, no question.
And I definitely think if they go into Alabama and go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama, they should be 1 in the polls as well. I'm not taking away from Ohio State, but that's just.
Until Ohio State loses, man.
Ohio State, to me, should be 1 because they haven't lost a game in a year since the last opening against Virginia Tech last year. But anyway, I don't think Baylor should be in the top 6. I don't think TCU should be even near the top 10 just because those two teams play in the Big 12, and the Big 12 is horrible, garbage. Anyway, moving on, the Royals win the World Series 4-1 over the Mets. Royals win game 5, 7-2 in 12 innings, win their first World Series championship for the first time in 30 years.
I thought it was 14 innings.
No, it's 12.
It was the 12th inning.
It was 12. 14 was the previous game.
Game one
was 14. So it was 2 extra inning games this World Series.
Congratulations, Kansas City Royals. If any of our people out there are Royals fans,
that's right.
Go buy that gear, man.
Yep. Mets blow 3 late leads for the first time ever. The closer blew 3.
Familia. But game 5 was such a heartache, man, because Matt Harvey pitched a gem of a game. It just maybe was left in a little too long.
I disagree. Now, here's my argument. Everybody's like, no, they should have brought Familia in. Familia has already blown 2 saves, okay? Why not bring in Harvey, let him pitch to – who did he pitch to? Granderson.
He pitched to Kane.
Kane got on. Kane got on. As soon as Kane got on,
I was sitting at the house. I was saying, time to pull him, right?
Right, right. But they left him in there to go against, was it Hosmer?
Hosmer.
I wouldn't let him face Hosmer. I worry about Familia for him or somebody else.
Somebody.
But Harvey should at least had the chance to complete game because he was so dominant up to that point.
And if you didn't trust the bullpen, go pull DeGrom. Go pull Syndergaard. I noticed you're supposed to be your next name starter, but there's not a next
there's
game for
tomorrow.
You if you lose.
Yeah.
So you need to put somebody in.
You can't beat a team like the Kansas City Royals by constantly giving up runs when you're in the lead. You can't. They're too good at manufacturing runs.
They are the best contact hitting team in baseball.
Absolutely.
They put everything in play.
When you get them down. You got to keep them down. Daniel Murphy had a really bad missed opportunity, which kind of really hurt him. The fielding really kind of fell apart in games 4 and 5, which was kind of strange.
The moment finally caught up to the Mets.
It took a lot out of them, man. I mean, look, they beat the Cubs, they beat the Dodgers. I mean,
hey, but you know something? Congratulations to them for being 3 or 4 years ahead of schedule.
Congratulations. I mean, they made the World Series. They won a pennant.
Congratulations to both teams because it was actually a very entertaining World Series. We had 2 extra inning games. They all were close. There wasn't a blowout, really.
Yeah, the four to one win kind of makes it seem more of a blowout overall than it really was.
But I could actually watch this World Series this year because the Giants wouldn't.
And then we were looking at 2 teams in different situations. The Royals were expecting to win the World Series. The Mets were happy to even be there. Nobody had the Mets even
in the playoffs. Yeah. No. So big ups to them. Yeah, and congratulations to Kansas City. I mean, you won a World Series, you know. Now you got to get at it and try to do it again.
The Chiefs actually have a 2-game winning streak, and they're still alive in that AFC.
Oh, they got a chance.
Look at that.
But Kansas City, congrats on winning. You know, it's a great thing to see them win. Let's move into our enemies.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
He do not want to make an enemy out of Stephen A. Smith.
I have to laugh every time I hear that, man. It makes me feel good because Stephen A. was just going hard, too.
He was,
like,
man.
I'm going to say it again.
And I'm going to look right into the camera. Look at me. Who's y'all's enemy this week?
It's going to be Mr. Discount double checking the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he's going to be your enemy next week, too, after he throws 5 touchdowns.
Hopefully he won't do that. Hopefully we watch some of the Denver game tape and take what they did, the good that they did, and apply that here.
It's going to be the worst time to be playing Green Bay. This is just my enemy is, unfortunately, my hometown, the New Orleans Saints. So, they play the Titans this week.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You need to jump shit. You from New Orleans. You should be rooting for the Saints.
No, man. Because I've been a Titans fan too long, man.
You can root for both.
I usually do, but when they play each other, I root for the Titans. It's my squad. Okay. So, you know.
There's only one this week. This is Philly week. There's only one enemy in my town this week. And that's Philadelphia Eagles, the worst organization of any sport in America, including the 76ers.
Wow.
I'll root for the Sixers before I root for the Eagles.
I don't know if they're that bad.
That's Cowboy and Eagle hate. Yeah, right, that's there, man.
You know, I'm listening to Brian Dawkins talk about how he hate, you know, you was bred not to like certain teams. And the Eagles are that team for me. Ugh. I hate the jerseys. I hate the Fly Eagles South. I hate everything about Eagles.
Don't like the gangrene that they be wearing or anything, huh?
I've never seen an organization that feels so upright and justice into how great jerseys they are. I mean, they think they deserve the world, and they have no championships. Zero. But let me tell you how great they are. That's all we hear about. At least Cowboy fans, we got 5 championships we can talk about. I'm just saying.
I mean,
Eagles. Yeah, that's my anyway. That's my enemy.
The Eagles.
The Feagles. I call them Feagles. Who are your top 3 and bottom 3 teams of the NFL this week?
All right, I'll take this one. And Big Shot can finally get the hell up off my back. So my top 3, I'm putting Cincinnati number 1. They, especially after the win against Pittsburgh, I think that is just going to propel them even further. I think they're the most complete team in the NFL right now, as far as special teams, offense, and defense. So they're going to be number 1. I got to put Denver at 2. That defense, and when you can hold the best quarterback in the NFL to 77 yards and then no second half points, your offense ain't got to be good. It's just nasty. And then number 3, I got to put the Panthers in the top 3 this week. They went out, that defense allowed a 17-point comeback, but Cam Newton did what he had to do in overtime to get his field goal kicker in position to win the game. You know, Kuechly came up with a huge interception off of a deflected ball in overtime. So, you know, and like I said earlier, that team is only a few good pieces away from being a really good team. And I mean, being a serious Super Bowl contender. My bottom three teams, Detroit.
Of course.
You still suck. San Francisco, you still suck.
Oh, and they'll get worse.
And Tennessee, you still suck. You have three first-round draft picks on your offensive line, and you give up seven sacks to the Houston Texans. You are the worst team in the NFL right now. You are the absolute worst team in the NFL.
I don't know, man.
That hurts to say.
I don't know.
Nope, they suck. If Detroit and Tennessee played right now, Detroit would win.
All right.
Big shot.
Yeah, yours.
Well, the champs, the Patriots, are my number one team, man. They are going out. They are putting up points.
They're like balling.
They're going out of style.
I agree.
Broncos, their defense is something else, man. The hold Aaron Rodgers to 77 passing yards and 10 points in a game.
That's crazy.
I know there's no Jordy Nelson points. Out there, but you still had Randall Cobb. You still had James Jones out there. You still had a somewhat healthy Eddie Lacy, even though he doesn't look healthy out there running the football.
Oh, no, he looks healthy.
Well, you got one of the best backup running backs in the league in James Starks.
And there were plays where Aaron Rodgers made time in the pocket 5-6 seconds, but there was still nowhere to throw the football.
Yo, Tlaib is like just shutting everybody down.
Man.
Tlaib shuts the whole field down.
And
a bad man.
I know I had the Panthers in last week, but I put the Bengals in this week, man. I think the Bengals have a little more offensive firepower than the Panthers have. But the Panthers are nipping right there in the top three, man.
All right.
It's that close, man.
You didn't do bottom?
Bottom three. Cleveland. Detroit. Do I want to add Tennessee?
Just add them. They suck.
The 49ers, especially when you're going with Blaine Gabbert, y'all about to be really, really bad.
There's like a five-team rotation of the worst teams.
If you really look at San Francisco and you think, could it get worse? It's getting ready to get worse.
It's getting really bad.
And you just got rid of Vernon Davis?
And that's what helped boost the Broncos up in the top.
And they got rid of their best running back after Hyde. Yeah. Haynes got cut. Yeah. So who's running the ball?
Bush is
he's out for the season. Yeah. They got Pierre Thomas they signed.
Now that's a huge pickup.
But he's not gonna be ready to play.
He ain't got nowhere to run behind.
He's not gonna be able to ready to play, but you know, that's gonna be
Reggie
big.
Reggie Bush got hurt on a dummy move.
Oh yeah. Like, he slipped into the wall.
Reggie. Man,
he thought it was Kardashian. I'm gonna go top three. It's real easy to me. New England, Cincinnati, Denver. This week.
Damn, I'm Carolina, put
Carolina slides back to four because you had Indy and that Denver defense, man, what they did against – I know the offense doesn't look great, but what you did to Aaron Rodgers is a statement. And the Packers' offense to me does not look right anyway. You remember I said when they beat San Francisco 17-3, that offense is not – something ain't there right now.
Yeah.
They got to get going in a bad week playing Carolina. So next week I'm sure it will change. My bottom three – kind of easy. Y'all laugh at this one. My third team. Definitely Detroit. Man, y'all are getting worse and worse. You should have traded Stafford to Dallas. I would have took it. No, I'm just kidding. San Francisco, you're going to get worse. And it's just horrible. And last but not least, right now, I'm putting Dallas Cowboys in bottom three. Simple
really?
Fact, Matt Castle is garbage. Did you see Matt Castle on the last drive of the game, he throws the ball and lets it go. Yeah. Almost costs us the game.
Yeah, but at least you know Romo's coming back. Like, Tennessee has no hope in sight.
So right now, we are at the bottom three. Because who is our quarterback? Brandon Whedon and Matt Castle.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe Jason Garrett can put the helmet and shoulder pads on and get out there.
Like, I mean, I'd rather have Babe Laufenberg.
They better go to the Wildcat offense. Darren McFadden, he ran it at Arkansas.
Why not?
Shoot, go ahead.
The offense is horrible right now. We just got Dez Bryant back, which he looked good. He didn't look great, but at least he looked good. He couldn't get the ball.
He picked a tough week to come back.
Yeah, you play Seattle. And so bite me, you saying that Dez Bryant wouldn't be back already. I told you that. Romo would be back in 2 weeks.
I think it's
but
stupid.
Right now, it's bottom three. I tell you what, if we lose the next three games, just everybody sit out the rest of the season. I mean, we're 2-8. You ain't going to try to win 6 games.
Still right there for the taking.
And that's the reason, Romo will play. Is because we still got a chance with 6 games. And our schedule gets easier down the stretch.
And then you get
after the Carolina
you get game. Division games near the end, too.
Right, y'all. Let us know y'all top 3 and y'all bottom 3. Don't give us nothing crazy. Like last week, somebody was like Buffalo and stuff like that. No, don't do that.
In the bottom 3?
Homers. No, in the top 3.
Oh, top 3. Yeah,
don't do
don't
that.
Don't be a homer.
But give us your top 3 and your bottom 3s.
But that's our top 3, bottom 3. Tell us what you think. You agree with us or not. Right now, who was your fantasy player of the week? I will tell you real fast, Drew Brees. Hands down.
Obviously.
I mean, can you go against him?
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning gets a
Brees gave you 56 points, though. Well.
I will tell you, my buddies has had Drew Brees starting and Eli on the bench.
Damn.
So, I'm like, he had 2 quarterbacks more points than my entire team.
Damn.
So, but anyway, the other person that had a big week was Alex Smith. Alex Smith had a huge game.
I had him starting.
Yeah, against Detroit.
Chandarik Rest as well.
He did.
He had a great week. And Ty Gurley again.
He's killing it. We'll talk about Ty Gurley because I got some stats for you. Who's your guy to watch this week?
Let me
Aaron Rodgers.
Pull up the schedule.
Aaron Rodgers. That's all I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I really want to go with Andy Dalton tonight playing the Browns. But this I know how that divisional game is.
Yeah, this
are.
Game scares me.
And it's Johnny Manziel started, so you don't know what exactly he's going to do. For me, I'm going to say Martavis Bryant. No. Yeah, I'm going to go Martavis Bryant. They're playing Oakland. Oakland's 4-3 and playing great, though.
You know what else I found out, which I thought was an interesting stat, since we got people from Tennessee listening? You know Tennessee has the 5th-ranked defense in the NFL?
Yeah, their defense is not – their defense hasn't been the problem most of the weeks. It's been
– it's their offense.
It's not been the offense. I'm trying to
– that lack thereof, I should say.
Did you have one?
What?
A guy to watch this week?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. He's going to come out and just light people up.
I'm so iffy. I think he will, but at the same point, the offense hasn't put up a lot except Chicago.
That's my guy, Jay Cutler. Out in San Diego Monday night. San Diego's defense is really bad. And Jay Cutler has been pretty good in fantasy this year.
The reason I say Aaron Rodgers is because they're going against the 29th-ranked passing defense in the NFL.
I agree.
So
you talking about Gurley. He's the first rookie since 1932 with 4 straight 125-yard games.
I told y'all. And I told y'all 2 weeks ago, Gurley is the running back to have right now. Even before Le'Veon Bell got hurt, he is the guy to have right now.
If Bell was healthy and playing, but I will agree, right now, yeah, he's the running back by choice. But when Bell was playing, you don't take him over Bell. Now, what he's doing now, he's the best right now.
Man, I don't know what these defenses are doing when they play St. Louis. Why are y'all not playing 10 in the box and daring Nick Foles to throw the football?
Because you
what
know,
the hell are y'all doing?
You know Gurley just going to run you, so just put all 11
put
in the box.
Everybody in the box. And if Nick Foles, if you can beat me, congratulations.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
I'm not letting Todd Gurley run for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he could sit out the rest of the year, and he's still going to be the offensive NFL rookie of the year.
No cut. Well, Amari Cooper might have some.
Amari Cooper.
Do not forget about Amari Cooper.
And well, if Gurley keeps playing
it's
gonna like
this. It's
going to
be a tight race.
It's going to be a very tight race.
It's going to be close.
Who are your first half season MVPs, defensive, offensive MVPs?
Tom Brady.
After 8 weeks.
Tom Brady.
Wow, really? You going Tom Brady?
Why not?
How can you not go Tom Brady? I mean –
Tom Brady, NFL MVP, offensive MVP, defensive MVP. Whew. That's a tough one there.
My defensive MVP, I have to give to Luke Kuechly.
I mean, he's missed three games.
He missed 3 games, but even with the 3 missed games, he still has played almost better.
For me, it's Josh Norman.
Josh Norman. Yeah, that could be another really good pick.
All right, I'm gonna go offense. Of course, it's Tom Brady. He's got 2,470 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 1 pick in 7 games.
Yes, yeah,
and so deflate gate that. and then defense, dude. Nobody said anybody on Denver's team. Tlaib. Tlaib is a monster. I don't know about Von Miller, but the defense altogether. Tlaib, or I'm trying to think, who's the corner?
Chris Harris.
Not Harris, the other one. He's a great corner.
McGee?
No,
not McGee.
No, I'm thinking Tlaib's the corner. I'm thinking the safety.
Yeah,
Ward.
T.J. Ward.
I was going to say, Tlaib's the corner.
Yeah. I'm thinking he's, yeah. But, yeah, I'll give it to Tlaib.
You know,
I think Tlaib defense.
I don't think he'll even be in the discussion.
Norman's been great, though. Let me just say that.
I don't think he'll be in the discussion of defensive MVP, but he's had a terrific season, especially for how old he is. Charles Woodson.
Oh, yeah.
He's
leading to the
– Yeah, this is a dude who's, you know, one of the only three guys left from the 1998 draft.
All right. Who is your surprise team right now at the halfway?
That's a good – the Oakland Raiders.
That's
the
a good one.
Oakland Raiders above 500 with a second-year quarterback that was taken late in the draft.
What about
and
you?
Amari Cooper, man.
Amari Cooper.
Miami Dolphins, with how bad they've been. I'm more surprised with how bad they've been than surprised with how good any other team has been. And that's just – they have way too much talent to be as bad as they've been this year. And I don't want to hear about a coach. I don't want to hear about nothing. You go out and give Ndamukong Suh $60 million, and he's doing his thing. And your linebackers are getting no rush. Your D tackles are doing nothing. And, you know, not just Miami. They're just bad.
They're really bad.
I'm going to say the Jets. They're 4-3. They're my biggest surprise because you had Ryan Fitzpatrick as starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick and Geno Smith as your two quarterbacks. But Todd Bowles, they're 4-3. They're second in the division. They're not out of the playoffs. So,
and you got to give it up for Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's got a destroyed thumb on his non-throwing hand. He needs
still
surgery.
Play.
He's playing.
Yeah, well, they don't want to play Geno.
Who don't want to play Geno?
I know. He had to play this past week.
Geno!
And he got hurt when they brought him in. Glass jaw Geno. but yeah, that's my surprise team. Who's your most disappointing team, real fast?
Oh well,
he just gave it to you.
Gave you. Well, yeah, I'm highly disappointed in the Titans.
Well, no, they're my positive surprise team. Who's your surprise?
Oh well, team would. My
that's
positive
what surprise means.
Well, no, surprise just means something unexpected. My positive surprise team. Probably have to be Atlanta, honestly. Did not expect them to be – actually, no, Carolina. I didn't expect Carolina to be anywhere near as good as they have been.
Yeah, 12-4 over here.
So
it's looking like a genius.
And then my disappointing team is Miami. I expected Tennessee to be bad. I knew they were going to be bad, so I'm not going to say them.
The team I'm most disappointed in is the Detroit Lions. Yeah. They were 11-5 last season. They have weapons.
It's like a lifetime ago.
And now they're sitting here 1-7 looking discombobulated.
Well, of course, they fired everybody. Your offensive coordinator is Jim Bob Cooter.
I guess that's just the second-year curse of Jim Caldwell because it happened to him in Indianapolis. Now it's happening to him in Detroit. I don't know what's going on.
He's just not that head coach guy. For me, it's the Cowboys, dude. I'm sorry. We lose Romo. We lose Dez. We cut the running back. But, dude, you got the best offense line in the game. You got one of the great defense line. You got a good defense that should win games. We did nothing when Romo's out. We can't do anything.
And last
we look
week,
like a high
the
school game
was for the taking. They held Seattle to 13 points.
We had that game. Greg Hardy made a great play. I just don't understand. It's like since Romo went out, the head coach staff, the coaching staff is just like, what do we do, George? What do we do? We don't know what to do.
And Terrence Williams, where the hell has he been?
Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley, Jason Witten, who, by the way, Seattle gives up a lot of yards to tight end.
Not last week.
Not last week. We didn't do jack. So that's my most disappointing. Moving into the games, the Packers and Panthers, who's your X factor? Who wins?
Aaron Rodgers, X factor. Panthers or Packers win.
For me, it's the other quarterback, Super Cam. Have a big game against a suspect defense, and I'm going to take the Panthers, man.
I'm going to say Ted Ginn is the X factor. Can you catch the ball. That's your X factor. You need to. You can't drop passes against the Packers. All right, the Colts, okay, maybe, but the Packers, you can't drop. So I think drops will be the X factor. but I'm gonna go with the Packers. The next game, Dolphins at Bills. Who you guys got?
Who the hell cares?
That's a rousing game.
Oh, you want me to play that, huh?
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
With that being said, I'm picking the Dolphins.
Tyrod Taylor should be back this week. He should be the X factor. Sammy Watkins should be back. I'll take the Bills at home, man.
I'm gonna take the Bills. They're playing at home. You can't lose to the Dolphins at home. And congratulations to the Buffalo Bills for being named the number one drunkest fans in the world.
I'm going to go ahead and say that that study is BS. I'm just, yeah, no, that's not true.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Panthers are eighth.
Where was New Orleans?
We'll talk about it. they didn't win the division. The Raiders at Steelers, 4-3 at 4-4. This might be the best game of the day.
Wow. Oh.
Oh, no Le'Veon Bell, Le'Veon.
Ben Roethlisberger is X Factor. I'm taking the Steelers.
For me, it's Derek Carr. I think the Raiders got something going. I'm going to take the Raiders.
The Raiders. I'm going to take the Steelers. I think the X Factor is going to be, I think, Martavis Bryant. Needs him or Antonio. But, yeah, I'm going to go Bryant. The Titans at the Saints.
There is no X Factor. The Saints are going to beat the hell out of them.
Mariota.
Does Mariota play?
He's practicing, but I don't think he'll play.
I expect him to play this week. I think if he can play, he has a chance because Seattle's defense – I mean, New Orleans' defense is not that good, man. But I'm not going to take Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm Saints New are going to beat the shit out of him.
All right, I'm going to go with New Orleans as well. The Jags and Jets, who you got?
I'm going to take the Jaguars.
You going to the Jags?
I'm taking the Jaguars. I think the Jets have they're leaking right now, man, and I don't know if they have the proper tools to stop the leak.
I have to go to Jags. I mean, they need to win five more games at least, so I got to go with the Jags.
I'm going Jets defensive line. Jets win the game.
The Redskins at Patriots. This is a 14-point game they've given to Patriots.
No X factor. Patriots are going to beat the hell out of them.
You going Patriots as well?
I'm taking the Pats. I can't
just make sure. Minnesota, St. Louis.
Now,
who wins?
An intriguing game right here. The battle of
running backs.
The running back from the early 2000s against the new generation running back. It's going to come down to quarterback play, and I like Bridgewater more than like Foles. I'm going to take Minnesota at home.
I'm going to say Minnesota can't stop Todd Gurley. St. Louis wins.
I'm going Minnesota. Simple fact, they can't stop AP. And Stephon Diggs is X Factor. He's been tearing it up.
He has been killing it, man.
Falcons at 49ers. Oh, jeez.
The Falcons haven't been lighting it up lately, but they're playing the 49ers. They should roll this week, right?
I think Matty Ice is a little upset against the loss to Tampa.
If you lose this game to the 49ers, you should be benched. Matt done. Ryan. Julio Jones, they need to go second string for the rest of the season. If you lose to the 49ers, if you don't beat them by 14 points, you should be embarrassed. Just saying, you got Gabbert playing this weekend. And they ain't got no tight ends or running backs. Yeah. Falcons. Did you say the Falcons also?
I'm going to take the Falcons.
Giants at Bucks.
G-Man.
I'm going to take the Giants. The Buccaneers, they had a great week last week, so the bad Jameis is going to show up this week.
He's been surprising. I'm going to go with the Bucs because I think Jameis will put up some points against the Giants. JPP's not back yet. He'll probably play some this weekend, but full-time next weekend, supposedly. I'm going to go with Jameis. The Broncos at the Colts.
Broncos. I'm not picking against that defense.
Me either.
I ain't.
And Peyton does not – if this is his last game at Indianapolis, he does not want to lose this game.
No. I'm going to go with the Broncos as well. I don't think there's any chance they lose this game. But I think it will be closer than we think. The Eagles at the Cowboys.
Wow. The Eagles off a bye week. I'll take the Eagles, man.
I can't pick the Cowboys right now. They just –
they're in such disarray.
Yeah,
man.
That quarterback play is just – I can't go with them. I gotta go pick Eagles.
I'm going Cowboys. I don't care what we do. This is a game you don't lose.
Lose to them damn
because
Eagles.
If you win, and this is a very important game because you win this one, this will be 2-0 versus the Eagles, and that means our division record will still be better than anybody else. So we can at least tie the rest of the teams we win the division.
If it's 8-8 for everybody across the board, it comes down to division record. Yep.
So I'm going to say we need to win this game. This is very important. The Bears at the Chargers.
The Chargers are so beat up, man. Phillip's going to have a good game, but I'm going to take the Bears.
I think I got the Bears winning too. I got to check. I don't know.
You got the Bears?
I think so.
The Chargers have been finding ways to lose.
I'm going to go with the Bears. Or no, I'm going with the Chargers. I'm sorry. Now, I will say the Chargers have a lot of injuries. Keenan Allen is out for the rest of the year. Brandon Oliver.
Everybody
out
on
rest
my
of
damn
year.
Fantasy team keeps getting hurt.
Yeah, you. Man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jared Haskins as a running back. That's the guy that's supposed to be starting for the 49ers.
Haynes?
Keith Gaskins or something.
Oh, Gaskins. Okay. Yeah. No.
Just, yeah.
All right. So you're going to Bears, right?
Hold on. I'm about to tell you right now. No, I actually picked the Chargers.
I took the Bears.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with what I have on my phone. I picked the Chargers.
All right, I'm going to skip that.
Did we say the Browns and the Bengals?
We did.
Okay. We all took the Bengals, right?
Yeah,
we all took the Bengals.
I took the Bengals. Y'all, are anybody trying to take the Browns?
Not with Johnny Football starting. Hell no.
No. All right. I just put them as the best team in the NFL. I'm not picking them Browns to beat them.
I remember what they did to Johnny Football last year.
Right. Oh, yeah, I remember that was embarrassing. All right, let's go into Dummies of the Week.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
Do you guys have any?
Reggie Bush slipping and blowing out his MCL. Boy, slow down. Stop on the sideline. Where were you running to? Jesus. And the officiating crew from the Duke-Miami game. Y'all are stupid as hell. What the hell is wrong with you? And another shout-out to an officiating crew, the officiating crew from the Houston OKC game the other night. DJ Augustine gets a pass, takes like 20 steps, runs to the basket, and he gets it blocked against the backboard, but they give him the basket for goaltending. But what about the travel that happened before he even attempted to lay the ball up?
Nah, you're allowed to travel in the NBA now.
I guess so, man, because everybody's doing it. How many steps you need to take? Just pick it up and run with it like it's a football. Come on, NBA.
Slam ball. Right. Slam ball. Here we go.
Move. Yep. Get out the way.
I don't have any dummies.
You ain't got any?
Nah.
None? Not one? All right.
You know I don't like picking on people.
We're not picking on people. We're just highlighting dumb things that happened during the week. Now, I'm picking on this guy. NBA weirdest fan awkwardly squeezes Ramon Sessions' butt after he fell into the crowd. I mean, dude, he's got like a clamp on Sessions' butt. I mean, dude, seriously.
That looks like somebody's old grandpa, too. Like,
that's creepy.
He's trying to hold the guy up. He fell all over him.
I know, but it's creepy. Come on, man. Don't be doing it. I got to say it one more time. Colin Kaepernick gets benched for Blaine Gabbert. I just got to say it one more time. We'll save this one for later. At a Sabres Penguins game, a fan takes a puck from a kid. Come on, dude.
I saw that.
Why are you taking a puck? The coach threw it over the glass, and the old man took it from the kid.
Because come on, it's all fair and love and pucks.
Come on, dude.
Shoot.
Don't be doing that.
Is that the new saying now?
That's the new saying. You better tuck your puck, or it's going to get chucked from you. Give me that.
Shaq tried a one-handed shot on the inside of the NBA set and failed badly. It bounced back. It was horrible.
I'm pretty sure Shaq hasn't stepped on a basketball court since he's retired.
Yeah.
But come on, man. In a response to the Miami Dolphins guy squeezing Brady's head, or the player, Gronk picks up a dolphin on his Twitter avatar and changes it. I love it. See, that's when you don't talk junk, the champions. President of Turkish soccer team was so annoyed with the ref that ref failed to give his team a penalty kick that he locked the ref and his three assistants inside the stadium until 4 a.m.
That's how really? You do them referees, man.
Is that how we should take care of the refs now?
Absolutely.
So what would you have done at the Duke game? I would have locked them inside the stadium until the next day.
Mm-hmm. And then I would have turned the AC on like 30 degrees. We would have froze y'all to death.
Colin Kaepernick, once again, missing a wide-open Torrey Smith during the Rams game.
Didn't he give a ball boy a concussion by hitting him on the head?
Yes, that was the week before.
That Colin Kaepernick.
But, yeah, that's the wide-open Torrey Smith, in case you didn't know. All right.
And that's Colin Kaepernick.
That's Kaepernick for you. New York City marathon runner dresses up as Tom Brady runs with deflated footballs. I'm telling you, you got to stop picking on Tom Brady.
They just keep adding fuel to the fire.
Yep. And Mr. Reggie Bush for slipping on concrete and hitting the wall versus the Rams. He tore his ACL on the play.
He must have had a flash of like Kim Kardashian popping his head like, oh, let me slide. Reggie, man, what happened?
He always doing something. 49ers fan puts Colin Kaepernick a third time on the Dummy of the Week list up on Amazon
for
sale.
That's got to be some kind of record, isn't it?
I think so.
We're going to have to just call this the Colin Kaepernick Award.
There you go. We're changing it next week. It's Colin Kaepernick Award. He's up for sale for $114.
Free shipping.
Yeah, free shipping.
You can get him for ship free.
He, watch out. He's fragile. He's very fragile, though. In Houston, a man killed for taking a piece of last piece of chicken at the dinner table.
Oh, man.
Come on, dude.
They're not playing over that last piece of chicken. You know I called that piece of chicken. You better take your hands off my chicken, man.
And last but not least, the Buffalo Bills for being the drunkest fans in the NFL. Man. The Panthers are eighth.
Shoot. I mean, they serve that beer for a reason.
So
we want to live the high life.
Yeah, that's our dummies of the week. Real fast, talk about the Hornets. They won their first game over the Bulls, 130-105. Jeremy Lamb scored 24 rebounds, and he scored 20, had 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Great game, but they shot insanely.
Can I add one more dummy? I just thought of it. The Memphis Grizzlies, they went into Oakland or San Francisco to play the Warriors on Monday night, and they got beat by 50. 50! Are you a professional basketball team? You can't get beat by 50.
It was sad.
It was horrific, man. Damn. Okay, I'm good.
Another one I want to add, but he had a good game against the Bulls. The Hornets signed Jeremy Lamb to an extension, 3-year, $21 million. I hate the move, but I understand you had to sign him because you didn't have him sign Manover first. He's a free agent. But what's the big deal? Let him play through the season, see how he plays.
But if he has an awesome season, that $7 million price tag might go to $12, $13 million. Do you want to pay that?
It's just the extra. And I know the cap goes up a lot this after this season. But, dude, 3 years, $21 million?
We gotta cover our ends and expenses, man.
That's true.
Because there's no guarantee we re-sign P.J. Harrison. And if that doesn't happen, then we still got Lamb there.
What's going to happen, yeah. The Hornets this week, they got at the Mavs on Thursday, Saturday at the Spurs, Tuesday at Minnesota, Wednesday at home to Knicks. How you think they'll fare?
They have a chance to go 3-1 there. I don't like at the Spurs. I know the Spurs lost the other night to the Raptors. The Raptors are playing outstanding basketball right now. But I think they can win at Dallas because Dallas can't play any defense. And they have small guards that we can match up with. And I'm pretty sure we can beat the Knicks unless Carmelo goes for like 70. And who was the other team in there?
It was the Knicks, Spurs, Timberwolves.
Timberwolves.
See, at Minnesota.
Minnesota, they don't scare me, man. I think we got the inside game to compete with them. And their outside shooting is abysmal, anemic, whatever you want to call it. They don't have it.
I honestly think besides the Spurs, I think the toughest game is home to the Knicks because Porzingis has actually played really great
really well
in the first 5 games. I was reading one of the New York guys was saying it was the best performance since Patrick Ewing days as far as first rookie. Brian Windhorst was actually saying the best rookie playing right now is Porzingis.
And I know when we did our NBA draft, and I picked him for the Knicks, and we kind of laughed at it, but this kid is an athlete, man. This kid got game.
He can play.
Watch out. If he can stay healthy, watch out.
We'll see what happens. You know, there was a great game last night. I ain't going to tell you about it, let you watch it.
Please do.
Yeah, I will. But anyway, the NBA, that's our NBA segment for a minute. Let's move in our Cash Money Players of the Week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash. All right, who you got in Cash Money?
Matt Kenseth. I got to give him some love. A couple weeks ago, Joey Logano wrecked him and pretty much knocked him out of the playoff chase. So this past weekend in Martinsville, Matt Kenseth said, okay, you hot shot, you running your mouth? Watch this. Drove Joey Logano against the wall, took him out of the race, got suspended. But that's old school NASCAR, you eye for an eye racing. So I love that. The Toronto Raptors, 5-0 right now, back-to-back nights, wins at San Antonio, at Oklahoma City. That is not easy to do, folks.
That's impressive.
That's really impressive. And the Panthers, 7-0, baby. Let's go. Keep pounding.
Keep it going. Steph Curry has scored 148 points through four games,
this
the best start in a season by a player since Michael Jordan, 156 points in 91-92, including a 53-point game versus Memphis when they won by 50. The big impressive thing with him right now, from everything I'm hearing, besides the scoring, the basketball, Steve Nash has helped him a lot because his steals have gone up, which is insane. So
he's getting better and better.
That's
scary.
Out.
Thought he's getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had three quarters where he's scored 20 or more in the quarter. The rest of the league has one.
I saw that stat the other day. It's crazy. But Steph Curry is insane right now. Fan makes a half-court shot, and guess what he won? Tater tots for life.
Hey, man.
Tater tots for life,
I would show up
man.
To the game just for my tater tots. I ain't got no ticket, but I want my tots, fool.
Tom Brady right now through week 7, I got to give him had another big week. Willie McGinnis for being inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Darren Woodson for being inducted into the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor.
That's huge.
Those two are huge.
Wasn't Charles Haley inducted with
Charles
him?
Haley? No. Yeah, I'm sorry. Charles Haley was. But I think Charles Haley was last week.
Okay.
Against Seattle.
Okay. They play Seattle.
I think it was week before.
I think both of them were.
Oh, they were
at the same time.
Okay, I remember Woodson's speech. I didn't hear Haley having a speech, but yeah, they both got inducted. I'm glad you remind me. Devontae Freeman named Offensive Player of the Month. He's got 33 touchdowns. That's more, not 33 touchdowns, but he's killing it right now.
He is killing it
for the Falcons. American Pharoah becomes the first horse to win the American Grand Slam.
Can he repeat the triple crown?
He can't race again. He's retired.
That's
remember?
Messed up.
They retired him after
that's
1 year.
That's messed
it.
Up.
They don't bring him back.
Bring him out of retirement.
I agree. Todd Gurley, of course, another great week. Steve Smith for passing Chris Carter to move in 10th place on the receiving list, and then the ACL, unfortunately. Drew Brees game last week. Eli Manning. Tim Duncan becoming the 14th player to have the 26,000 points. Quan Alexander, the Bucks, were having 11 tackles, one forced fumble, and a pick versus the Falcons after learning his 17-year-old brother got killed. Much ups to him. And the Spurs, Manu, Tony, and Tim for winning their 531st game as a trio, making them the all-time winningest trio ever. Peyton Manning for tying Brett Favre for most wins of all time in Green Bay. And they're playing in Indy this week, so you know he wants to pass that record in Indy. And the Broncos were holding Aaron Rodgers 77 yards.
And can we add LeBron James to that list? The youngest player to 25,000 career points. Way to go, LeBron James.
Yeah, big ups. He's, you know, he's
– special player, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's move into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words. Oakland Raiders being over 500.
Like the great late great Al Davis said, babe, just win, baby. Just win, baby. I know it's three, but I don't care.
It feels like 1988.
Really?
I feel like the 80s again.
Bo with the Jackson, Raiders. And Marcus Allen.
I mean, where they got some really good players, you know, offense and defense. That defense is nasty. Mack is amazing. Woodson playing like he's 25. So I'm going to just say it feels like 1988. The Peanuts movie. must see.
I'm a huge Peanuts fan, man.
I can't wait. I'm taking nephews and go watch that game. Watch that movie. It's going to be great. James Bond movie, Spectre.
Who cares?
Last Ride for Daniel Craig.
Get that check.
Yeah. Rob Chudzinski. Everybody in Charlotte loves him.
Pagano's bitch.
New head coach for Indy.
Maybe.
Colin Kaepernick for Blaine Gabbert. Garbage to garbage.
Man. Lose.
Kansas City Royals winning the MVP or win the World Series, sorry.
Huge accomplishment.
A lot of respect. Congrats. JT Barrett for OVI charge, operating vehicle.
Boy, what?
And they took away one term of his scholarship. That's all. During the summer.
Like, boy, so he can't miss what? No time. What are you thinking?
Big idiot. Just saying. Steph Curry started the season.
Back to back. That might be titles and MVP awards. Back to back. You got that Drake in him going back to back.
Can we say better than Daddy?
Oh, no question.
I didn't think that would be possible. All right, there's two words. Let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, who you got?
My fantasy football team. Decimated with injuries. I was losing anyway. There's no chance for me now. So, Bon Voyage.
It was a bad week for me, too. All my teams, I think, were below 500, it looks like right now. That was it?
That was it.
All right. Real fast, Zach Greinke opts out of his contract, making him a free agent with the Dodgers. The Oilers' rookie Connor McDavid suffers a broken collarbone. He's going to be out a while. Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen out for the rest of the season with a kidney injury.
Lacerated his kidney. Mm. How hard did you have to get hit to get a lacerated kidney? He got popped.
Joseph Randle released for the Cowboys. Thank you. Ken Whisenhunt fired by the Titans. Jacoby Jones released by the Chargers. I can't believe they released him after losing wide receivers, but – yeah, Steelers, Le'Veon Bell out for the year. Frank Beamer is retiring at the end of the season for Virginia Tech.
I'm going to miss Beamer ball.
He needed to go away. It was time. It's been time 2-3 years ago, I think. Yeah. Reggie Bush tore his ACL. He's out for the season. Steve Smith tore his ACL. He's out for the season. ESPN suspended publication of Grantland on ESPN.com.
They're just cutting all ties with Bill Simmons, aren't they?
He's one of those guys like Cowherd that they touch the lines. 49ers release rugby player Jaron Haynes. U.S. Senator and actor Fred Thompson passed away at age 73. And Matt Kenseth for being suspended 2 races.
And let's give a bon voyage, but get well soon to Mr. Ryan Lockett, 83, for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, the big hit.
He had a ligament torn in his neck, I think. He had all movement of his arms, which is great to hear. But, man, the NFL is high collision sport. I don't think there's anything they can do to amend these injuries except let them on kickoffs. But they got to practice more.
They've already took away from 5-on-5 to 3-on-3. You can't do much else. I mean, injuries are part of the sport. And let me touch on one thing. Dez Bryant was not sitting there talking trash like the guy he was glad he got hurt. Come on.
Exactly.
Dude.
Nobody wants to see a guy do that. Especially in that NFL look where they're a tight family, man. They got respect for each and every player that plays on that field, man.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, and, you know, I hope Lockett's okay. And it, I did re-report he was fine and everything. He could move and he's good.
Well, but what was that mess about Dez Bryant maybe owning a pet monkey and PETA is coming after him? What's going on with that?
PETA. They were looking into it. They wanted to make sure he got it the right way.
Okay.
Not a big deal. Come on, man.
You can't have the monkeys.
Hey, he's not getting in trouble. He's playing with monkeys. I'm all right with that.
He's spanking his monkey.
All right. Anyway, that's end of the show. Bon Voyage. Thank you for watching us on Periscope. Listen to us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and WSureMusic.com.
Always, sports is life. Side pieces.
Later. You can catch us everywhere. We the type of people made the club be full. Many a day has passed, the night has gone by, but still I find the time to put that bomb off in your eye. Total chaos, but it's playoffs. Thought we was amps and we're taking another route to represent the Dungeon family like Grey Day. Me and my decide to take the back way. We stabbing every city, then we headed to that back cave. ATL, Georgia, what do we do? Fall, yeah. Bulldog, yeah. Like them Georgetown, Hawkins. Boy, you signed the silly thing. My room is sitting pretty, doing donuts. Why you suckers like them suckers around the